USA Radio News.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says at least two people are dead after a year's worth of snowfall fell in parts of the state. The governor is warning residents to stay home until first responders can clear the road, and almost 2,000 flights have been canceled, and 200,000 people are still without power. Governor Cooper says if you don't have anywhere to go, please stay off the roads.
First responders stand ready to assist you as needed, but don't risk your safety and theirs by making them come to your rescue.
GM workers are planning a large protest of the automaker's restructuring plans to close five plants and lay off close to 15,000 employees. The protesters were in Detroit, and lawmakers in Lansing and Washington, D.C. are also doing their best to pressure GM to rethink their decision. A new survey conducted by the Allianz Global Assistance says that more than 30% of Americans have never traveled alone. Security and safety concerns are the main reason. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Nick Ayers was considered to be a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he politely refused the position. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
And your numbers on Wall Street currently, the Dow is down over 100 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Donald Trump Jr. and Congresswoman-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York have been going back and forth on Twitter, but what causes someone, when you see someone write something on Twitter that you don't agree with, what causes you to react, and is that the sort of person you want to be, or do you want to get out of that habit? Jen Sincero is a motivational guru and a different kind of financial expert. You can find her at jensincero.com. She talks about why you shouldn't waste your time on other people that are spending their time trolling other people on Facebook.
I think getting clear on how it makes you feel, because it doesn't make you feel good. It never feels good trashing someone else or focusing on how stupid other people are. So, you know, I want to feel good for my very short stint here on Earth. So get clear on the fact that you want to feel good and make a better choice.
And along those same lines of feeling good, right now a lot of people are setting their New Year's resolutions. They want to go to the gym and they have that thought of doing it. But then what do you see makes that thought turn into the actual action of going to the gym 3, 4, whatever days a week?
I'm a big believer in getting a spiritual gym practice in place to keep, you know, motivation and confidence and tenacity. Those are all muscles that you got to work out like you do your regular muscles. So to stay in that space of I am going to do this, you got to have things in place. So I recommend reading some kind of self-help book every morning or meditating every morning or listening to music that pumps you up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.